This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Commissioner Bill Novotny. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Kate. I'm great. How are you?
Nice to see you. And today we're going to talk about the Johnson County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. We're imminent to get into the process of the next plan. Can you tell me a little bit about why we do one of these anyway?
Well, this isn't required by state statute. The legislature saw value in each county doing some planning, whether it's natural resources or land use, and so they have a statute that says each county shall, it's not may, so it's a requirement that we adopt a comprehensive land use plan. They don't specify how often you have to update it, but they do specify that you have to have a plan.
And our last plan was 2005, which is almost 2 decades ago.
That is correct. In 2005, when that document was adopted, and there was a wonderful group of folks who joined the Planning Commission in working on that document, we were in the middle of a coal bed methane boom. There were about 1,000 less people in the county. If you look at the demographic of the county, at that point, Johnson County was a little bit younger. We have more deaths than births than we do in Johnson County, yet our population goes up. And what we've experienced is that our overall average age has increased. And so in 2005, we were a younger community that was more focused on ag and energy production. And we didn't have the growth that we're seeing today, where we have an influx of folks who are either retirees or are working remotely. As we know, our population totals within our school system, those are dropping. We have less children in the community, yet our community is growing. And so a lot has changed in the land use plan from 2005 to today.
And Jim Waller, our county planner, I've heard him say on a number of occasions that this area will continue to see to be attractive and to see growth and development, particularly from people coming from other states. So it's not just people moving around within Johnson County or within this northeastern corner of Wyoming. We're probably going to see this corridor, the Sheridan-Johnson County corridor, continue to grow quite substantially, as it has done really since 2020. So what is the current status on this plan, this comprehensive plan?
Well, the commissioners will hopefully sign a contract with Y2 Consulting. They have 3 offices in Wyoming, so I know some folks are saying, oh, those are the Jackson people. And actually, while they do have an office in Jackson, they have offices in 2 other places. And people should remember Y2 Consulting because they helped Johnson County write our natural resource plan. So we have worked with these folks before. When we did that, Karen Bud Phelan and her law firm helped prepare that document, and probably will have maybe a little involvement in this. So firm with lots of experience. The company that helped write the document in 2005 was out of Encampment. I don't believe they're even still in business anymore. And so this kind of requires a little bit of a specialty. And so we'll get that document signed tomorrow. And there was a question about who owns the intellectual property. And we want to make sure that Johnson County owns the intellectual property that is done. If the consultant wants to use our plan as kind of a form to help other counties, but we would like to be able to then to go in and periodically update the document. So if we have a big swing in population or there is a new industry that moves into the county, it's a lot easier to update the document if we own the data rather than having to go out and recreate it.
So what credentials does this particular contracted company, well, imminently contracted company have? What made you believe that these are the right people for the job?
You know, they have years of experience in Wyoming writing land use plans, natural resource plans. We had a very good track record with them on the natural resource plan. So our planning staff is comfortable with them. But most importantly is we were evaluating their proposal against the other proposal, which was a company out of Sheridan, the fact that they would be preparing the maps and doing a lot of the legwork that would have otherwise fallen on our county planner, Jim Waller. And as we all know, Jim Waller is very busy because of growth that you have going on in the county. And so there's only so many hours in the day. And so if he is out trying to do a septic inspection and permit a water well, but also has to prepare 15 pages of maps for the planning commission to look at as they're starting to develop that. Plus, Mr. Waller is also very involved right now in trying to overlay the data from the sage-grouse plan that the Bureau of Land Management has put out against all of the county parcels. So he's got a lot on his plate, and he didn't need that extra kind of administrative type work that should be done by the consultant. So that's why they were selected.
So the previous plan was some 280 or so pages by the time you had added in all the appendices and bits and bobs and so on. That's quite a significant size document. Are you envisaging something of the same kind of depth and breadth, or are we in a different world now?
So I think the same depth, but I hope that we will have a document that isn't quite so wild and unruly, and that hopefully we can condense it down. And we have a lot of access to data today because computing and GIS and other things, and those are constantly being updated. So hopefully we'll be able to reference things in the document rather than having to put them into the document, which should make it a lot easier to get through the document for people to understand where we would like to see Johnson County grow and develop into the future.
So let's just talk for a moment about exactly what's going to be in the plan. What are the areas that it's going to cover? I mean, land use is a very broad term. What do you envisage the different categories actually that are going to be addressed?
Well, you have ag land, you have energy, you have areas that are geared more toward tourism. You also then have the fact that 42% of Johnson County's property is owned by either the state or federal government. And so we have a say in what happens in those areas, but that's through NEPA and land use and natural resource plans. This helps us guide the federal government in decisions when they're looking at what they're going to do with their 42% of land that's in the county. But we would love to see continuation of our legacy industries, tourism, agriculture, and oil and gas production. We're hopeful that we'll also see a resurgence of the uranium industry.
So the term plan suggests map, direction, and so on. What kind of things do you think are going to be under consideration for forecasting and preparing for what could be coming? And what will be the parameters that will be addressed?
Well, hopefully this document will lay out where they believe future growth should happen, because we are going to have growth. As you indicated earlier, we've been discovered. We're on the map. We have a beautiful view of the Bighorns. We have proximity to interstates, airports, and we also have really good connectivity through our fiber, which allows people to work remotely. They want to travel here. They want to live here. And so as that growth is happening, if we can try to shape it and encourage it in areas that make sense while protecting the parts of our landscape that are so important to us that make Johnson County unique in what it is.
And presumably attractive in the first place.
So yes, absolutely.
It's pretty simple to look around and understand that, residential and tourism are two areas that, we would expect to continue to grow and to make some predictions about that. Economic development has always been a bit more stuttering. It sort of starts and then it stops and it splutters, and I think that's fair to say of Wyoming in general.
No question.
And so what would a plan do to kind of maybe encourage or stimulate some more economic development and some more growth?
Well, it's going to lay out where we think those areas of activity are going to go. And certainly in 2005, when this plan was previously developed, I don't think they had any idea that the Powder River Basin would become the epicenter of methane development and just what an economic driver that would be. And then also a driver that was going to have some longevity, but wouldn't be there forever. And those gas wells stop producing, or it gets to a point where it's not economically feasible to keep them running. And so you see some that are being shut down or reclaimed, and actually, unfortunately, in some instances, even being abandoned. So they did their best to kind of project where that was going, and it is referenced in the plan. And so hopefully, as they're looking at the data, they'll get an idea of maybe what the next area, that sweet spot in Johnson County's economy, that is going to drive where land is being used.
As a result of the plan, do you envisage that county government, i.e. the county commissioners, will actually bring in some different kind of regulations or maybe motivations, incentives, and so on to make that plan more reality?
So that's where you run into that discussion of, is it going to be zoning or not? And a county land use plan is not zoning, and the state statutes are very clear, and the courts have also been very clear. There was a case in Laramie County where the commissioners and the planning commission tried to prohibit a quarry from going in, and they tried to use their land use plan, and the court rightly ruled that you can't do that. So I want to be clear that this is not zoning, and this is not a guise or a mirrored image to try to some way institute zoning. It can't happen. It's not allowed under state law, and it's not allowed under case law. What this will do, and the county only has the authority that the legislature grants to it, and we are an extension of the state, and so we can regulate water and through the permitting of water wells. We can regulate septic or how things are laid out, but beyond that, we haven't been granted a lot of authority by the legislature other than through zoning to regulate density or setbacks or placements. So, you know, we have our county road standards and we have access points that we can influence where development occurs. But beyond that, we don't have a lot of tools.
So the city has quite comprehensive ordinances for planning and zoning. Indeed, they have a planning and zoning director. What is the status in the county?
Well, the city has home rule, and the counties do not. So when the city limit, when you step outside of that, and you lose a lot of the authority to do those sorts of regulations, and a lot of that is because they aren't really appropriate or needed out in the county. And so once you hit that city boundary, our county land use plan doesn't apply. It is only applicable to the unincorporated areas in the county. So anything within the boundaries of the town of KC or the city of Buffalo, this isn't going to apply to. It's everything else.
But in the county, there is currently no zoning. There are some people who've been concerned that this review, this new plan, is actually a Trojan horse. As you just stated, the statute is very clear that it cannot incorporate zoning, but the currently there is a county planning commission. Where are they minded on zoning right now? Is there any discussion of zoning?
There isn't. And, you know, one of the things that we did several years ago with the work of the planning commission was a major update to our subdivision regulations. And our hope was that we could get out of some of the sticky situations and problems that have cropped up because there was not a vision in the development of what is the impact going to be on traffic and water and other things as these developments are allowed to spring up. Even things like, how do we get fire and EMS and law enforcement to those areas that may be out in a pretty remote area? And so the Planning and Zoning Commission does use those subdivision regulations. You know, there's a subdivision that's been proposed out off of Red Hills Road that they have denied because of the access. I think the developer is looking at changing that and making it more palatable, which will then completely change how that subdivision is laid out. I don't know if it's going to change the acreages or the number of lots, but it's certainly going to change how that is laid out. So our planning commission is really using the tools that they have, which are our subdivision regulations, which are driven somewhat by state statutes, which say what size of parcel you can regulate. But then they also use data from the conservation district for soil percolation and other things, so that we make sure that we aren't putting people too closely and densely together in an area that maybe isn't suitable for that.
Planning and zoning is in place typically to preserve the integrity as well as the health and safety of an environment. What is your opinion about the role of planning and zoning somewhere like Johnson County?
I think it is a critical importance in protecting what we have and also shaping our future. And this is, it's a gorgeous county. We have a few eyesores, as we all know. And unfortunately, if you had all of the planning and all of the regulations in place, most of those eyesores are going to be grandfathered in anyway. And there is a real difficult balance between ensuring we protect people's private property rights, which I believe very ardently in the importance of private property. That's the basis of our whole society. How you balance that with protecting your neighbor and the guy down the road, because maybe it's an issue where there is something leaching through the soil, which could have an impact on somebody that isn't maybe in your view shed. So it's making sure that we're protecting people's private property rights, but also making sure that this is a good, wonderful, clean, safe and healthy place to live.
And presumably in that retains the attractiveness, the integrity of what we currently have, as we expect more and more people to be here, whether they're bringing in some kind of economic development or whether they're just, you know, coming and building a new home, or there's another home for another family member on the same piece of land and so on. You know, we are going to be more dense and that changes how things look. But are there plans for that to be considered again?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, and again, anybody could, I guess, petition the commissioners to consider that, but I haven't. I have really not heard a drumbeat or really much of anything in the community saying that we needed to start looking at zoning. And so that really isn't an option right now. What we have to do is, again, realize that we live in a high arid desert, whether we like it or not. So water is going to be very important. And ag land is going to be very important. And so I think that agricultural operations that choose to utilize things like conservation easements to protect the integrity of their property. You know, you had mentioned families that maybe they bring another member on, and there have been some updates in the state statute regarding the family exemption to subdividing, so that you can't use the family exemption and then suddenly a year later that piece of property is on the market. They're required to retain ownership of that or have to pay what it would have taken to go through the normal process to subdivide. So there, as we're encountering new challenges to Wyoming and to Johnson County, you're trying to be as nimble as you can, but not knowing exactly what's on the horizon. And, you know, I, for one, am very thankful that we're not in one of those really desired wind areas, because I would hate to see wind farms springing all along the Bighorns. I think it's detrimental to your tourism economy. I also think it's very hard on your wildlife. So thankfully we don't have wind, but we got everything else.
So going back to the plan, what is the process and what is the timing now? You're about to award the contract. How long does it take to gather the data required to present a formal plan?
So typically this will take about a year, and the planning commission will be working through a process. Once they have enough of the document assembled, that's when the public will really get to have its involvement and participate in the public comment process. after the document is completed, then it also goes through the Administrative Procedures Act, and so it will be available. We'll hold a hearing before it gets formally adopted. So there'll be ample opportunities for people to be engaged in the process, share their thoughts if the document goes too far or doesn't go far enough, or just what they would like to see in it. So
what will be the mechanism for individual members of the community to share their opinion? There are many opinions that different people have in the county, and that obviously depends on where you live and where you come from and your own interests and so on. When will that happen, and how will people be able to make those comments?
So there will be a series of public meetings. Those just haven't been scheduled yet because the contractor has not had a chance to sit down with the Planning and Zoning Board. But we very clearly in the contract specify that there has to be meetings in both Buffalo and KC. People will be able to provide written comments. Certainly, we have a planning and zoning meeting every month. It is the third Tuesday. It's at 6 o'clock. It'll actually be tomorrow night. Folks are always welcome to come to the Planning and Zoning Commissions and share their thoughts with those folks that sit on that board.
A year process to produce a document sounds expensive. What is the budget? What is the cost for this plan?
So it's a little over $100,000, which we're trying to track down exactly how much they were awarded the last time that was done. We're under the impression that it was kind of a similar amount, but it I think not to exceed $109,000, and that will include the publications of the notices and everything else, the mailings. And so we wanted to make sure that we were mindful of the taxpayers' dollars, but we also wanted to make sure that we got a document that was workable and usable.
Well, that is really the most important question, is that, is this just going to be a pretty binder that sits on the shelf and gathers dust? How is this actually going to be used? You've been in a commissioner for many years now. Is this something that you refer to regularly? Is this something that is just a nice to have and you can say, check, we've fulfilled our statutory requirement and here it is on the desk, we've got the plan? What is it that is actually going to make it valuable?
For me personally, working on natural resource issues with the Forest Service and the BLM, this is going to give me another tool to push back against federal overreach, to try to shape natural resource plan decisions by having the legal authority to say, this doesn't match our land use plan. And unfortunately, the way that this previous document is constructed, I really can't use it. I rely more on our county natural resource plan to cite in letters and public comments to these federal agencies. So this will give us an additional tour. It'll also then help the commissioners plan long range. If they're seeing that development is growing out in a certain way, maybe it's something that we need to go talk to the fire district about. Is that where you need to plan that down the run, that maybe is where a future fire station goes? There's just so many different components. It'll help us with our planning with the road and bridge budget. If that's where we see the growth going for the next 10 years, maybe we move a road up in our paving schedule because we anticipate its daily usage is going to double or triple. So it has a lot of different functions, but for me personally, it's trying to protect our legacy industries here.
Does it have any legal authority?
It does, because it's adopted, and it would then be the policy of Johnson County, and it will then, should we ever get into litigation with the federal government over land use, it will be able to admit it as evidence.
Thank you. And thank you so much for describing, you know, in really some depth what this is and why we're doing it. And I look forward to hearing more about when the public comment periods can be. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I would encourage the people, if you have questions about the land use plan, please give the commissioners a call, 684-7555. Attend those meetings as they happen. Take part in the process. But to be clear, this is not zoning. And it can't have any lipstick or anything else that makes it look like zoning. That's not allowed under state statute.
Okay. Bill Novotny, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to visit with you.